Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. A History of America in 10 Strikes by Eric Loomis is a labor history book that uses 10 major strikes and worker struggles to reinterpret the broader story of the United States. Rather than presenting labor conflict as a side topic, Loomis treats it as central to American political and economic development. The book ranges from the Lowell Mill workers in the 1830s to justice for janitors in the late 20th century, showing how strikes reveal the changing relationship between workers, corporations, the state and race, gender, and immigration. Its purpose is both historical and interpretive. It explains key moments in labor history, while arguing that these conflicts still speak to present debates about inequality, organizing, and democratic power. Written in an accessible, direct style, the book is designed for general readers, activists, students, and union audiences, as well as specialists. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, strikes as an alternative history of the United States. The book's main framework is that American history can be understood through workers' strikes rather than only through presidents, wars, or major legislation. Loomis selects 10 episodes that mark turning points in labor conflict and uses them to show how ordinary workers repeatedly shaped the country's development. This approach matters because it relocates labor from the margins to the center of national history. Instead of treating strikes as isolated disruptions, the book presents them as moments when the underlying structure of capitalism became visible. Each chapter functions as a case study in power, who controls work, who bears risk, and how collective action can force public attention. That structure also gives the book a cumulative argument. The strikes are not merely examples of protest, but evidence that labor conflict has been a driving force in the making of modern America. In this sense, the book is both historical narration and a reinterpretation of what counts as important in U.S. history. Secondly, from Lowell to janitors, a broad arc of labor conflict, Loomis spans more than a century and a half of labor history, beginning with the Lowell Mill girls and ending with justice for janitors. That range allows him to connect very different kinds of workers and very different economic eras. Early textile labor, enslaved resistance, eight-hour day activism, industrial unionism, anti-war and post-war labor struggles, air traffic controllers, and immigrant janitors all appear within a single interpretive line. The value of this structure is that it shows labor history as changing form without losing its basic conflict over dignity, power, and compensation. The book does not suggest that all strikes were alike. Instead, it highlights how each era produced its own organizational strategies and its own forms of repression. The long arc also makes clear that the labor movement has repeatedly been forced to adapt to new kinds of workplaces and new compositions of the workforce, by ending with immigrant service workers. Loomis emphasizes that labor history is still unfolding and that newer sectors of the workforce are part of the same longer struggle for recognition and leverage. Thirdly, race, gender, and immigration as core labor questions. One of the book's distinctive features is that it treats labor conflict as inseparable from race, gender, and immigration. The opening focus on the Lowell Mill workers brings women workers into the center of the story, challenging the idea that labor history is mainly about male industrial workers. The inclusion of enslaved resistance broadens the concept of labor struggle even further by showing that coerced work and freedom from exploitation are part of the same historical landscape. Later chapters on service sector organizing and justice for janitors highlight the role of Latino, Black, and immigrant workers in shaping modern labor activism. This matters analytically because it shows that labor power in the United States has always depended on who is excluded, who is exploited, and who is allowed to organize. Loomis presents these struggles not as separate identity issues added onto labor history, but as fundamental to how labor markets function. The result is a more complete account of American workers, one that explains why movements that ignore race, gender, or immigration status often fail to capture the realities of the workforce. Fourthly, corporate power, state power, and the repeated defeat of organizing. The book is as much about repression as it is about resistance across the selected strikes. Loomis shows how corporations and government institutions often work together to contain labor activism, weaken unions, and preserve managerial authority. This emphasis gives the book a sharp political edge. Strikes are not simply moral appeals, but confrontations with organized power. By tracing both victories and defeats, Loomis shows that labor history cannot be reduced to steady progress. Movements won important reforms, but they also suffered defeats that reshaped the limits of organizing. The book suggests that modern corporate power often operates by shifting production, avoiding regulation, and using economic pressure to silence workers. That perspective helps explain why the earlier achievements of labor activism remain fragile. Instead of portraying unions as outdated institutions, Loomis frames them as necessary counterweights to concentrated economic power. This makes the book especially useful for readers who want to understand why labor struggles continue even in a very different economy from the one that produced the classic, Industrial Strikes. Lastly, a practical history written for organizers and general readers. Although the book is grounded in scholarship, it is written in a clear, accessible style that makes it usable beyond the classroom. Each chapter is designed as a self-contained narrative, which gives the book value for union trainings, reading groups, and introductory study. That format is important because it makes complex labor history easier to teach and discuss without losing historical specificity. The appendix, which lists major moments in American labor history, extends the book's practical function by turning it into a reference tool as well as a narrative history. Loomis also writes with a pointed, argumentative voice that gives the book urgency without sacrificing clarity. The result is a rare combination, a work that is historically grounded, politically engaged, and approachable for non-specialists. Compared with many academic labor histories, it stands out for its readability and its willingness to connect past struggles to present concerns. Readers looking for a book that explains labor history while also helping them think about organizing, union strategy, and democratic participation will find it especially useful. In conclusion, A History of America in 10 Strikes is best suited for readers who want a concise but wide-ranging introduction to labor history, especially students, union members, organizers, teachers, and general readers interested in American inequality and political economy. Its practical value lies in how clearly it connects major strikes to larger questions about corporate power, collective bargaining, race, gender, immigration, and the state. The book is not just a chronology of labor disputes. It is an argument that workers' struggles are essential to understanding the United States itself. That makes it useful both as a historical overview and as a lens for interpreting current debates about organizing and democratic power. What sets it apart from many books in the same genre is its structure. Each chapter works as an independent, teachable unit. Yet the whole book builds a strong cumulative case about the long reach of labor conflict. Its accessible prose, broad historical scope, and emphasis on the political meaning of strikes give it a distinctive place among labor histories. It is especially valuable for readers who want a book that is historically serious but still directly relevant to present-day worker activism. If you would like to support Eric Loomis, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.